No.
Since Kathy Lee left, I just call it the Regis Show.
Her Tide commercials are kind of annoying.
I don't know if I've seen those. Tide commercials?
Yeah, for the Tide stick.
Oh.
Those things are cool, though.
I haven't seen. No. Better than the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser?
No, nothing's cooler
than
that.
That's like the product of the century.
Yeah.
People are going nuts for it. There. Magic Eraser, look at take this feces right off this wall. Wow.
It's about time something took that off.
Yeah, I know. Our studio has been in bad shape for a while. We were able to put new carpet on the walls and everything. Wow. Watch out, Jerry Ann's been reading a dating book.
Watch out, I've been reading.
Oh, is that right? Are you not a big reader?
I go through spells.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of like that, too. I'm off and on. I'm like, oh, I'm into books now.
Yeah.
2 weeks later.
Books.
Oh, it's on TV. God, where's that OxyClean commercial at? You never see that anymore.
That guy is amazing.
Billy Blanks is?
Yes.
Or not Billy Blanks. That's
the Tybo. Guy.
This guy's, what's his, isn't it Billy Mays?
Yeah, Billy Mays.
Wait, your name has to be Billy if you're pitching some product that people are going to use for a week?
Yeah, okay. That's why you can't pitch stuff.
What if I change my name to Billy?
Then you can't.
Actually, you know what? This guy, when I worked at McDonald's, Jason Green was his name. He was my manager there when I first started working there when I was 15 years old. And he called me Billy once. And I go, my name's not Billy. He's like, but you look like a Billy.
You don't look like a Billy.
I was like, but my name's not Billy. He's like, and he accidentally called me that a couple more times. And then so he just called me Billy from then on. It was pretty cool. I liked it.
Okay.
We were boys. It was good stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was my mentor in the McDonald's world.
Aww.
I know.
Precious.
Yeah. Him and Mike Powell. Mike Powell was this guy who had this suspicious rash on his arm that he would scrape on the counter just above the food prep table.
Oh.
Yep.
Yuck.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so it's not written by Billy Mays, and
It's written by Billy Paige Blanks. Parker.
What? What's the name?
Paige Parker.
Oh, so this is a woman.
Yes.
That's writing. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are there too many guys that write? Yeah, there are some, right?
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
Why are people still listening to him?
I don't know. I never paid attention.
Have you ever read one of his books?
No.
Good move. So, what did you want to talk about with this?
It says in here, it has a lot of good advice, but the thing that I totally disagree with is where it says that men hate being approached by women and that you're supposed to let him approach you.
I wouldn't say men hate being approached by, like, asked out on a date, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about, or just hit on in general?
Or hit on in general.
Oh, so it's kind of a both deal?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like the guy needs to initiate contact?
Yeah. You're supposed to, like, give him the, you know, the go-ahead with, like, looks and stuff, with, like, the eye look and everything.
Batting your eyelashes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
But, to give him confidence that he can come over and be like, hey, you want a drink or something? But...
So what's the theory behind this?
That it's because of the whole hunter thing. Since men are hunters, they like the chase, so they don't like being pursued.
See, I don't know. I think it's kind of flattering and interesting if a woman approaches you and and asks you out, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, I think every guy's had a girl hit on him some way or another. So I don't know if I agree with that part. And I don't think it's that guys don't like it. I just think it's a bad idea for girls to do that.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it gives... I don't know. There's something going on there.
Gives too much power to the guy?
Yeah, I kind of think so. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975? Go ahead.
Let me tell you, morally and respectfully... I think so. It's, you know, that's the way we was always raised, and that's the way, you know, men was always brought up, was to respect a woman at the, you know, most highest level.
Yeah.
But,
you know, but the downside of that kind of went out the window when women started marrying one another, you know, with this partner deal and all this crazy stuff. And so there's two sides to every issue, because some would find it as disrespectful as it would be respectful, you know?
Yeah, it just depends on when you were raised and everything, you know? Like, I feel like it's everything's pretty wide open at this point in society.
Right.
Like, as far as, like, Jerry Ann, you're 22, right?
Yeah.
I'm 26, and I don't know, I'm kind of torn on the deal, too. You know,
you guys
just
are still babies, man. Y'all got a lot of stuff to experience in life, man.
I know everything I'm ever going to need to know, man. I got it all covered.
I mean, you know, I'm you know, I was born in modern times. I wasn't here to, you know, the first chapter of the Bible. So, you know, I'm still at a young age, too.
You haven't been around since God was a boy.
I got to go. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling, man. I think he got a little scared. Maybe he has been around that long. Mm-hmm. Oh. Busted, sir! May you think you could escape by saying, oh, I got to go. Hold on. I got to go to the bathroom. I have my bladder. 539-9750 or 238-0975. That was kind of rude, huh?
Yeah, you're mean.
You pushed me into that.
No, I didn't.
Stooks in the Morning, what do you think on girls asking guys out? Go ahead.
It's a good idea for the guy to ask us out on the first date, but after that, it's open game. Because if it wasn't, I'd still be single myself.
So you so that when you initiate the first date, it should, well, I don't understand. Why should it be that way for the first date, but not for times after that?
Well, because it's kind of, I don't know, pushy for a female to approach a guy. Like me, I just kind of went through my sister and said, hey, look, if he's still interested, have him give me the first call.
I think I've only had one time when a girl asked me out, and it is a little frightening at first, I think. And it makes the guy's ego a little bit too big about the relationship or something. You know, I mean, it gives them the added control that we really shouldn't have.
Right. Well, the guys should feel like they're in control at least for the first date anyway to make it work. Oh, I mean...
What, Jerrianne?
Nothing.
What? Say what you...
Come
say,
on.
What was the old God for?
just your ego is filling up the entire room now.
Mine is?
Yeah.
Really?
You're not little dancing over there.
I'm just being honest.
Well, it's true. Jerrianne?
Yes?
Just hang in there, hon.